carry forward once we have kind of a shared understanding of what our challenges are and what we'd like to see.
So let me ask you this. And do you guys already have an idea or kind of what you think needs to happen?
We have, I mean, as we've mentioned before, animal care and control has been kind of housed within TCHD for a number of years, and so we have been looking at alternative options. So we have some ideas, but that is in no way kind of the end-all be-all of what we've decided. So that's kind of what...
Because this really is the community.
I understand that, but should we start with that so we can maybe, you know, pick that apart and improve upon it? Or...
Can I say one thing? Kirbyville, we do not have a contract with, and they do not contribute to the program.
I thought at one time we did have a contract with you.
You did. But at this point...
Did it lapse?
Well, we talked about a contract in that meeting that mm-hmm. we had.
Yeah.
But we contracted to take care of if you had a vicious animal. But as far as just to shelter animals, we have not had a contract.
Right, right.
And also Marion Woods on Rockaway Beach in Taneyville.
I guess my question is more along the lines of, I know Angus.
Yeah.
To not put it off, you know, the concern is going to be finances.
Sure.
So, no, we don't need to talk about that in a future meeting. I think that needs to be brought sooner rather than later. Anyways, go ahead.
Yeah, and I think that's a very valid point. I think kind of the hope of getting this, going through this process, is that we can all kind of have a good understanding of what would we like to see happen and how can we bridge that gap to get there, acknowledging where we are, you know, throughout the process. So it is a very good valid comment, so thank you.
Yes, and that's, I mean, seeing as, you know, that's a valid point, we can put that up on the parking lot to make sure that, I mean, obviously, finances and things like that do not get...
Oh, I see. Doesn't need to be added to the parking lot.
All right, fair enough.
We'll remember.
Yeah. All right, sounds good. So, what I would like to do, then, is, kind of this activity is, kind of, as I was saying, aimed at kind of bringing together what our current concerns are with the system that we have right now. So we all have sticky notes in front of us, and so what I would like is, with your pens, to write down maybe three or four concerns that you have about the existing system, what you see as inefficiencies, what you see as things that would like to be addressed if we were to move forward with something new. If we can avoid it, I'd like statements to not put blame on any one person, entity, jurisdiction, whatever it is. So, like statements, for example, you know, I'm concerned about the lack of, you know, sheltered cats in my jurisdiction. I'm concerned about the kill rate. I'm concerned about the whatever that is. Not assigning blame to any one entity. And then we can go around the table and have a little bit of structured discussion about that, and then we'll move into our ideas. Sound like a plan? So it is 1:50 right now. So we'll give you till maybe 1:55 to brainstorm some ideas. And then if you could, once we're done, I'll have each person kind of step up and put their sticky notes on the board and group together similar concerns.
I'm not there from a day-to-day basis, so I really have concern. I don't know what the concerns are. So, to me, I mean, I don't know if I agree with financials just yet, but I do think that, first and foremost, I need to know what your struggles are. I'm not there. I don't know what they are. I don't know what I would put down, to be honest with you.
I'm kind of with you on the fact that, honestly,
if I've got an issue and I'm trying to solve a problem, my first step is, what's the problem? What's broke? What's not working? Now, how much money do I have to fix it? What do I need to do if I don't have enough money?
Yes.
I mean, step A, B, C. Mm-hmm. I don't know step A, personally. I'm not there.
Sure. And so I think what we're not necessarily looking for you to tell us what the issues with Taney County Health Department are. We're more looking for what are the concerns that you've heard in your area about the sheltering of animals. What have you heard in Branson that are some concerns? What have you heard in foresight that are some concerns with the sheltering of animals. That's more of what we're looking at, your concerns from your perspective that we can address. Does that help a little bit? Because Tandy County Health Department will talk about the concerns from their perspective.
Feel free to use more than one post-it note.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, you can put like one idea of a post-it note. You can write as big as you want so we can all read them. Give me another minute or so because you can think of anything else or everybody's pens are down. So, is there any brave soul who would like to put their sticky notes up on the board first?
Here, I'll do it.
Yeah? Okay.
I put was weekend lost pets. For some of us, we're Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. What are people supposed to do if they get a real run of cats on a weekend or something? I mean, can they take them to someplace? I put that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I've gathered several.
That's good.
cost sharing.
Cost sharing. Can you say a little bit about that?
I assume that's how it's going to be divvied up between the parties involved.
The villages and towns, what kind of cost sharing do we have? Bolt Creek and Kirbyville can't afford too much, I know that, as compared to Branson.
Sure.
And you're going to have no place for cats to go.
Okay, sounds good. You can get a category of its own if you want.
The confusion about who's responsible for enforcing the animal abuse laws. There's discussion between law enforcement and the animal control officers about whose jurisdiction it is.
Sure.
We see that a lot, okay. As well as stray animals.
Okay, so just a kind of
legal?
Yeah,
legal.
Sure.
Illegal breeding facilities that contribute to the number of our animals in poor living conditions for them. I don't know where that.
That's an interesting concern. Why don't we put that? If it can't be categorized, we'll put it down here, and then maybe it'll come.
People placing boxes with dogs and puppies at the front door of businesses. Now, I know of at least two circumstances in the last year of puppies and kittens. Dumping animals is a problem.
Okay, so. Great. Again, that may become another category. We'll see what everybody else has.
The sheer number of animals and whether spay neutered is highly encouraged or mandatory is another thought. Yes, categories.
We do. That's good though. That's,
yeah.
Thank you. Okay.
Gather this end of the table.
Yes, well.
In Kirbyville, we don't have a lot of problems, but the main problem we have is cats. Nowhere to go with them. And the city people like to dump them in the country. And guess what? Kirbyville is country. And we have lots of cats. What do we do with them? There's simply no place to go with them. And there was a lady that shot one, and she was arrested. What do we do with cats?
What do we do with cats? Okay. Thank you. Do we have a sticky note for that?
She kind of did one.
That was.
Oh, is that a
no shelter for cats? Oh, I guess it's just all in the table.
Okay, cool.
They didn't want to go up there, Eric.
I see.
I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. As long as people's sticky notes are up, that's all that.
Facility location and convenience.
Okay. Maybe we can put that. Well, that'll be a category of its own. That's okay.
Okay. And then about facility size. I think it
okay.
Be inadequate. And they don't know a whole lot. I've only been over there once or twice. How well it's organized for handling animals. And then this one is just the. It's one of those things we did on our tour, but just it's more operational.
Okay.
It's just keeping animals too long.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
Kind of goes with size.
Right. So it looks like facility and cost are quickly becoming categories to address.
I'll give you the facility one.
Okay.
Again.
What do we got?
Well, we're the police department has been made responsible for inspecting the horse-drawn carriages. The problem is, we know nothing about horses. And, you know, I can tell you if the carriage is established the way it's supposed to be with lighting, but I can't tell you if the horse is hooked up right to it. I can't tell you if it's causing the horse any harm.
Sure.
So that's a concern about mine. And the investigation of animal abuse with the prosecutors, in tune with the prosecutor's office, and just speaking from some experience, it was... We are more than happy to help facilitate and aid in any investigation, but the prosecutor was insisting upon us having technical information from the experts in the animal control field to actually justify what we were asking to be done. And that involved one of our shows. So
okay.
it was just a two-day investigation that took well over 8-9 months because it then turned into an